Presenting East Coast Watchmen Radio.
Watchmen Radio representing Florida. Florida. Land of lizards, snakes, leprosy, frogs, and alligators. You there, Wolfenstein?
Hey, Rich. Yeah, it's good to be on. Thanks for having me on.
You sound very serious today.
Well, we're living in serious times.
Let's take a vote. Should we get Alan on, yes or no? I vote nay.
Yeah, I think we should get Alan on.
Yeah, you overruled me. Hold on.
Platform today.
Nice of you. Very nice of you, actually.
What's up?
Yeah, Marty didn't want to get you on, but I voted for you.
Thanks.
What's going on? Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
We got Wolfenstein on.
Praise the Lord. Wolfenstein, how are you?
Good, Alan. How you doing today?
What's going on, bro?
Doing good.
All right. We're going to touch on some topics today. Judas Rising. Want to touch on the topic that is so obvious, I think, from all of us right now, is a great divider manifesting in the natural and in the spirit realm. It's quite obvious to discern. One would only have to look at Mike Pence, okay, and William Barr. Going in the natural to just show an example of such a divisive behavior against the goodness of this nation that we could have had. But these satanic beings have sold people out to go along with the demonic system, okay? And there's a picture and a meme, or like Alan says, Mimi. Is that how
Not
you say
Mimi? You
Not Mimi.
Say no. Mimi. You. I like to try to tell you it's meme, but go ahead and call it Mimi if you want. Go ahead.
He calls it Mimi. Going around with Mike Pence taking some coins from one of the satanic libtards. Has anybody seen that?
Yeah, I saw it once.
You saw it once? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see what's going on here.
How about his hat? Too honest hat. I mean, you know, he wants to copy. What's he trying to do? Copy Trump?
Yeah,
see, the problem is that Donald Trump was one of the best presidents in American history, and these clowns are doing this to him, and this guy's like mocking the goodness of God that gave us a great president, one of the best in U.S. history. And now what is he going to do? Does he think he's going to fill his shoes? He's going to come out with his own little hat? It's a joke. Not only is it a Judas spirit, but it's in total betrayal. But this guy doesn't have a chance, as they say, a snowball in hell of winning this election.
No, he knows it.
This guy, Pence.
He knows it.
So all he's there to do is to mess up the election for Donald Trump. So we end up with another Biden in the office for four more years.
The Uniparty is a satanic organization that is working together with the dragon, literally Satan, which metaphorically China. You know, a prophet of God 24 years ago told me, and I didn't believe him, that when you look at the book of Revelation about one of the beast's head being wounded, he said, look into it because it was the bear. There was many heads representing kingdoms, but the bear is Marxism. What the Soviet Union originally was forming as. And he said, look for a rise of Marxism in the end times. You're going to see there was a wound to the head of Marxism, and it's going to bounce back. And I said, well, I never looked at it that way. Everybody looks at it as it's somebody that had a wounded head, and we got to look out for somebody like that. But you're saying that this prophet was saying, and this is what he got from the Lord back then, is that there will be a massive revival of Marxism. And I have to say he might be right, because, I mean, like Alan would say, right? It's kind of obvious that we are seeing that Marxist nature, not just manifesting in the Marxists themselves, but in those that we never would think would be Marxists. It's like they are literally, it's that whole Judas manifestation. Okay? It's they're going with Satan. Inadvertently, the dragon, China, what they represent is Antichrist. I think we can agree on that. They are against Christianity. They are not for the Lord. Marxism is against the Lord. Right, Alan? I mean, one would only have to look at what they did to Dmitry Dudeman when he tried to get Bibles out during the Cold War, right? I mean, am I the only one that knows that story?
No, I know that story, too, and I can also add to it that once Armenia was taken over by the Soviet Union, what they would do is they'd go into the schools with these innocent little Christian Armenian kids, and they'd say, pray to Jesus that he give you bread. And so all these cute little Armenian kids would pray to Jesus, and naturally they don't have, you know, mountain-moving faith that, you know, when they're young, and then nothing would happen. And then they'd say, now pray to Stalin to give you bread. And then, they would basically, the Soviet soldiers would throw bread in from the outside windows when they did this. And so, yeah, Marxism, they target faith. They target Christianity. They want you to have no faith. Yeah, absolutely. It's a satanic system. Amen.
And we are seeing many yield to this Marxist mindset. And they are indoctrinating the children with it. Okay? What China is doing, using social media for programming and to transmit demons into children, we've never seen anything like it before. I mean, I was looking at some videos on TikTok where they do this thing where they're eating imaginary things and they get tokens and they get money for it. And these kids, they're on there for like 16, 20 hours doing it. And where you give an emoji and they act the emoji out and China doesn't allow this, by the way, in their country, because they consider it damaging to the minds of the youth. But they platform it here. They roll it out here. Now, incidentally, Trump, by the way, who's still hated by these never Trump, let me say something to these never Trumpers, okay? And there's many of you out there I see on social media, and I just ran into a bunch that just banned me, blocked me on YouTube. Okay, I couldn't believe it. And these were like pro-gun people, you would think. And they were ragging on Trump. They were from Tennessee, by the way. I chimed in before they blocked me. I said, are you Biden voters or something? I mean, what do you want? I mean, are you waiting for, you know, Jesus Christ to fly on in and become president of the United States? Or are you going to go with somebody that's going to establish the common principles of the Constitution here in this country? I mean, and then they come back, oh, he banned the bump stock. I said, bro. I said, first of all, the bump stock's a joke. I mean, you could drop a Timony one-piece trigger with a two-pound pull into any AR and get better results. You don't need a bump stock. Throwing red meat at the satanic libtards in the Uniparty is a far cry from getting this nation under control, which Trump was doing. Okay? And what he did with the Supreme Court, nobody could take that away from him, because that was an overturning of the Roe and Wade, which was the slaying of babies everywhere. If you want to just look at how many babies have been stopped from being murdered because of what Trump did, that alone, okay, is reason enough to go with somebody with policies that way. Okay? So this whole Never Trump stuff that you're running into some of these people, I don't know what they want. I have no clue what they want. I guess they want what we have. Well, I got news for you. What we have is the Judas rising, and it's happening in the natural all around you with the Uniparty. The Uniparty is Judas rising. That means you being screwed over. That means betrayal being targeted on you. And I got news for you. They're using these algorithms. They're using AI now. Oh, yeah. You don't think they're sharing these data and lists to these algorithms that are banning me? I'm banned everywhere. I mean, I just got banned. You go to shadow ban, I forgot the link, .com. Roddy Radke just got shadow banned for coming against trans. They banned him on Twitter, so I said, well, let me check it. I checked it. I checked Alan was banned for a day, but then the next day it said I was ghost banned, and I still am. I'm ghost banned. Now, I posted a meme of, like, Biden in a diaper, and that somehow got me ghost banned. My account is wiped. Okay? The next day, this is the crazy part, I was banned from StockTwits. Okay, stock twits. I mean, this is just a site I go on to check around on stocks and stuff like that and communicate with some traders. That's all. And I've been a member there since 2010, when stock twits was kind of in its infancy. Okay, when it was very few people on there. Well, guess what? They deactivated my account. Two of my accounts there are gone. Okay, why? Why am I being banned everywhere? How is it? Why is it that I'm being banned everywhere I go? I'm banned on Twitter. I'm a shadow ban. I have red tags on all my accounts on Facebook. My YouTube channel, our YouTube channel, wiped out with an email that I have, says that they have reviewed my channel and I've been deemed unfit for YouTube. Wipe me out. Okay? Wiped out on Twitter. Wiped out on Facebook with all the red tags on the bottom saying my account is flagged. And now I've been wiped out on stock twits, and I have a ghost ban showing up on my Twitter. How is that possible? What did I do? I mean, are you really that offended by a meme? I mean, these people are really thin-skinned and satanic when they can't even handle a meme with Biden in a diaper. So this betrayal that's going on is also in the communities of social media. You will be, if you don't go along with the flag of the system and you're not piping along to their tune, you're going to be oppressed by it. And it goes into the spirit when you're looking at these cake baked Christianity so-called believers, including the Letter of the Law Killeth group. Those that call them, what's that verse, those that call themselves Jews, Alan?
That verse is, I think it's in Revelation 2. Let's see, Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
Not slanderous. This spirit, okay, that is occupying folks that had the opening that allowed this demonic delusion to come in, pride, love of money, we're seeing this manifestation happen. And into the groups, I think we were being warned about it, this Hebrew Roots movement. That spirit of Judas is manifesting in them wildly right now. Okay? They will literally turn you over to be slayed just to want to be proved right. This is how satanic an organization that is also promoting Judas as being a sitting at the right hand of Christ as we speak. Okay? That's not happening, by the way. Okay, why are they doing that? To knock down Paul, to belittle Paul. Okay, Wolfenstein, you ran into this, those that call themselves, by the way, you guys are Jews, by the way. So ironically, those that are not Jews don't like you. I wonder why, Wolfenstein.
It's that spirit that you're speaking of that's tied to the law and that Pharisaical spirits along with it, legalism. And what they want to do is bring you back under the bondage and bring you out from a biblical relationship with Christ through the Holy Spirit by walking in grace through the shed blood of Christ and then come back under the law. They're the modern day Judaizers. But, you know, going back to your statement on, I believe, you know, this revival or resurrection of Marxism, I think, wasn't there a term they called, what was that, perestroika? Was that the term, perestroika? I think that actually meant that, you know, that it would be a revival of this Marxist communism under Gorbachev, wasn't it?
Alan would know.
Are you familiar with that term? Yeah, perestroika.
I remember that term.
So they actually,
it was something Gorbachev, but that's all I remember about it.
Okay, so they coined a term for what you, exactly what you're talking about, was that they there was this you know, kind of like wounding that came where the wall fell down and they lost those satellite countries. But they came out with this term perestroika, that we will rise again. You know, that's what it meant. And, you know, we're coming back stronger than ever. And this was all planned. You know, so we think like, oh, wow, communism is dead and Marxism is dead. The wall fell and all this. But no, that was all part of their plan. This look up perestroika and Gorbachev. And you'll see that it was initiated way back when. But, yeah, that spirit, Rich, those who say they are Jews and are not, we have that now. I would say, like, it seems like to me, like, one out of every three professing Christians have been consumed by this Hebraic roots, modern-day Judaism, which Paul said that whoever tries to be saved by the law, you have fallen from God's grace. In other words, you've lost his grace, you're on your own now, and you're subject to the consequences of the law, which is, you know, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So it puts you back under the curse of the law, which is the curse of sin and death, rather than liberty in Christ and the spirit of life. So these people are literally choosing to betray Christ and his shed blood, to go back under this Judas spirit, this slanderous, anti-Christ, desolate spirit. You know, what did Jesus say to the synagogues? You know, he said, you are of your father, the devil. And then he told them, I have broken off the natural branches and I have replaced you with wild branches. And then he said, when he left, he said, I leave your house desolate. So this desolate spirit is within those who embrace the Hebrew Roots movement. You know, there's a desolation that takes place, which, you know, is a antichrist momentum to it, to denying everything that's of God, denying the blood, denying the virgin birth, denying that Paul's a great apostle. You know, so what do they come up with? These ideas that Paul was deceived and a self-proclaimed apostle, but Judas has been risen up on high, they think, you know, and that Judas is still an apostle. That is the spirit of Satan operating in the church, where Jesus said, you are of the synagogue of Satan. Well, what's your thoughts on that, Rich? It's like, it seems to be everywhere now. And with it comes this great oppressive, slanderous spirit, the accuser of the brethren, the legalism of the Pharisaical spirit, and then the betrayal that Jesus experienced with Judas. This betrayal, but the Lord did say that. He said, the time will come where brother shall turn brother over to death. And I think that time is, you know, at the door. You know, it's beginning to take place.
Yeah, Alan, do you have that verse? Is it in Matthew?
Yeah, it's Matthew chapter 10, verse 21. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated by all men for my name's sake, but he that endures to the end shall be saved. Amen.
He's talking about division, and it's in the house. There's great division going on. By the way, hats off to Satan, because for some reason the satanic libtards bond together. Even though they hate one another, they seem to unify for their cause and their plan. And I got to marvel at that. But the division that's going on in the so-called Uniparty and the conservatives, and then the division we see in the believers right now, especially with this Judas rising, the Judas doctrine in itself, where Judas is somehow at the right hand of Christ, brings in this entire twisted text of the Gospel of Judas, by the way, which is also demonic, where it's that whole Gnostic thing that's going on. So there's so much deception going on. Here it is, guys. We got to stay close to the simplicity of the gospel. It is not complicated. When somebody is complicating the gospel, we got a problem. Okay? There is a simplicity in the gospel of Jesus Christ. By the way, Jesus Christ. Okay, this whole, you got to say the name this way, the secret power to be released, all this stuff. Bull crap. Okay? Okay, because Jesus Christ spoke Aramaic, by the way. His last words on the cross, Eli, 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 he was saying. Okay, he was speaking in Aramaic. Why don't you learn Aramaic? That's what Jesus was literally speaking. His last words on the cross were in Aramaic. All this Hebrew, you got to speak Hebrew nonsense, is literally a culture division within believers. They are using identity style politics for the divide and conquer strategy, which the libtards use. It's just a control formation. That's all it is. It's rooted in Marxism, by the way. So when you're seeing this culturism and the twisting of text to accomplish your will for some perverted gospel, okay, where you have to say words this certain way, well, guess what? Paul spoke Latin and Paul spoke Greece. And when he was in Greece and when he was in Rome, he wasn't going, hey, you have to say Yahshua. He wasn't saying that. He wasn't trying to, but they were already saying Jesus. Okay? God is not dumb. Okay? When people get into this identity religiosity in believerism today, they're really just saying, well, God just doesn't, you get it. You have to respect God to say it this way. This is all confusion. It's creating confusion, and it's not getting the works of the gospel accomplished, and therefore the devil is winning because it's just creating debate. Am I wrong? Prove me wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
Well, that's that house divided spirit. You know, Jesus said, I did not come to bring peace, but I come to bring a sword. And even a man's own home, husband and wife, father and daughter, shall be divided with this sword. So what we're seeing now is that Trump has taken a stand for Jesus Christ. He speaks about Christ. He reportedly has received Christ as his Savior. And
sorry to interrupt, Wolfenstein. You just reminded me, by the way. Can I interrupt?
Sure.
I spoke to J.R., John Ramirez, and he talks to Roger Stone. Okay, Roger Stone's a Christian, by the way. And John says he could get him on watching radio for us. But evidently, I didn't know this, but Roger Stone had a car accident. He flipped his car and he said angel or God rescued him. And now he's a believer, Roger Stone. Okay, did you know that? Well, Roger Stone told John that Trump is a Christian. He is a believer. So all this garbage that he's Illuminati and a Mason, that's that whole slanderous spirit. It is not true. And this is coming from firsthand knowledge from somebody that we know that talks to Roger Stone all the time. So go ahead. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. So, you know, that's an interesting point, because what I'm about to bring out is that sword, now we're seeing, you know, with Donald Trump, he's taking a stand for Christ. And the sword is now active in this nation where people are betraying him because of that position of taking a position of godliness, of the family, of America over our enemies, of what is righteous and what is godly and what is a biblical principle. So Donald Trump takes these biblical stands, and it seems like all of hell has been cut loose against him with the spirit of Judas and the spirit of betrayal. This sword has entered into Donald Trump's life now because he has identified himself with the Savior, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lord of Glory, the Lord Jesus Christ. And now we're seeing that sword even among his vice president, who's now come out with his own hat to try to mimic Donald Trump. And isn't this what Judas did? He said, I will rise up and I will take the throne. He wasn't content with the position that Yahweh, the Creator, had given to him.
Lucifer.
And he had a great position. He had a great position. He was with three archangels under Christ, under God. He had a great high position. And he wasn't content with that position, but he said, I will rise up and I will take Yahweh's position. I will take the throne. And then it says, you will be cast down to hell, Lucifer. And Jesus said, I saw him fall as lightning. Now, are we going to see that same kind of fall with Pence? Because it's a similar thing. It's just on the natural realm rather than in the spiritual authority realm. It's in the natural authority realm where he's saying, I will rise up and take your position, Donald Trump. I will betray you. I will even come up with my own hat and mock you and mimic you.
Right.
Too honest hat.
Oh, he's in a lot of trouble, that guy. Alan, you got the verse where the devil will cast many of you in prison. What verse is that?
Let me bring that up.
You're like verse boy today.
That's fine. That's fine. I think it's John chapter 16. Wait. Which one did you say? The one, killeth you, think he does God's service, or another one?
Verse boy.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Which one? Which verse?
Literally?
Yeah.
Like cast you in prison, I thought.
Oh, cast you in the... that's Revelation. I thought we did that.
We got to get the fail buzzer on you today.
Okay.
Like we gave the Hebrew.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Fear none of those things which you shall suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful to the death, and I will give you a crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear.
The devil's goal is to cast you into prison, whether it's in the natural or in the spiritual. Now, the twisting of the law, like Wolfenstein was talking about earlier, how they use to get people ensnared in the performance orientations of Mosaic law, is a stumbling block, because we're saved by grace. And incidentally, we went over that in Acts 15, where Peter was actually set a burden and he talked about being saved by grace. The covenant of grace is knowing the law and it's on your heart and you're walking it out. And the feasts have been fulfilled by Christ. Christ is our Amen. Rest and resurrection and our Passover lamb. You're not justifying yourself by ordinances of Mosaic law anymore. Okay? And when Wolfenstein laid it out quite craftily a little earlier, that when you put yourself under that covenant for justification of salvation, you are endangering yourself. Okay, so that alone is captivity. When you're being brought under a performance-driven doctrine, okay, and justifying yourself and getting high-minded in yourself and frowning upon others as paganites, you are now in a spirit of pride. Well, Wolfenstein was talking about excelling to a position of pride, okay? You're opening yourself up for doom. Doom. Okay, now, here it is. The doctrine that's being twisted now is using the law to imprison and to captivate those into a twisted text, spirit of Judas. It's a betraying spirit. They're using the law now. You see Pence and the naturalists look at it, right? We looked at it there. Using the law to try to imprison and to captivate Trump in a cell, literally. Now, this is all going to trickle down, by the way, folks. What you're seeing, what they're doing to Trump is what they have planned for us. I had a dream, Maria had a dream recently, literally, where I was being indicted by the DOJ for a tweet, and I was being accused of election interference. Okay, I had an indictment for a tweet. And I'm saying to myself, isn't that kind of what they're doing? Where they're going to use the law, twist the law to imprison me, the devil trying to cast us into prison, whether it be in spiritual ordinances of the Mosaic law or whether it be into the twisted laws of the way they're twisting the Constitution and twisting the laws that are on the books of civil war, post-Civil War laws that they're using on Trump now, twisting them to put him in jail. And now the dream that I had, and Maria had a dream where they were literally going after MAGA. They had a list of MAGA, and the boss that was overseeing the IRS to go knock in the doors of MAGA people was China. Literally, China was running the IRS like a Gestapo. So we're talking about a Stasi-style government forming, okay, to what? Cast you into prison. If you don't go along with the satanic ordinances that they're laying out, you're going to be marked. If you don't, from the believer aspect, if you're not going to go along with the twisted text, they're going to come against you. They're going to pile on against you. And they want everybody imprisoned and to cast you into prison, whether it's being a mental and spiritual bondage of twisted gospels or whether you have come against the plan of the twisted text they're using of the law to try to imprison you. Literally, there are people right now underground in jail in Washington, D.C. that were put there by a kangaroo court where you have no chance against. You literally sit in a kangaroo court and they just make up laws. They just chamber out laws and then they put you in an underground jail. That's right. For just taking a picture in January 6th. Little Grandma Lewis, down on the corner two blocks from the Capitol, took a snapshot on her phone, and they have been turned over by this Judas spirit, this Judas rising that is happening in the church and that is happening in the natural. Is it a betrayal, murderous spirit? That's what's happening right now. And that's where they want you. They want you dead. They want you in prison. And they're going to use the internet. They're going to use social media. They are monitoring us. And they are definitely monitoring me because I'm being banned everywhere. I just got banned on StockTwits. I mean, what's that all about? What's that all about? What kind of algorithm, AI algorithm, a satanic ghost in the machine is being run at a CERN? What kind of quantum computers are running the division and the divisiveness against us right now? I mean, guys, we are in end time mode here. If you don't have your spiritual eyes, your spiritual glasses, and your spiritual ears on right now, and you're not watching and praying, we're all going to be in trouble. We got to watch and pray that we can be found worthy. That's right. When you're watching and praying, you could be found worthy to escape things coming on the earth. So says the Lord. I want to escape things coming on the earth. That's what we do, praying 4 or 5 times a week. We are asking God to give us the eyes to see what's coming, the plan of the enemy. And right now, what Wolfenstein and what Alan are seeing, and what I'm definitely seeing, and Maria saw in her dream, is a chambering of a demonic a Marxist government, a uniparty forming, and betrayals happening. Betrayals happening against Christians, betrayals happening against conservatives and patriots. And, of course, in the church, we're seeing those that want to live a spiritual life and serve God, not in sin, but walking it out in grace. They're being attacked. So this is an all-out assault of a Judas spirit rising, no?
You know, Rich, I want to add something to that. You know, I have, like Paul, he had a tent-making business to assist him in his ministry. I have, like, a tent-making business. And recently, I had on eBay, on my company, I had an eBay store and I had an Etsy store. And just recently, this Antichrist intellect, the AI, Antichrist intellect, it triggered off something where it suspended both my stores on eBay and on Etsy, and they stole $9,000 from me, $9K. So I researched it. I went online. I'm like, what is this going on? Because I had 100% customer satisfaction in both stores and 100% five-star ratings. I had perfect reviews. You couldn't get any better in both stores. So they couldn't suspend me for anything in the natural. So it had to be something tied with the AI, the Antichrist intellect, where it was triggering off something where I was on some kind of list and it was deciding to cut off my money. Now, the scriptures say the day will come where you can't buy or sell unless you have this mark of the beast. Well, now what they're coming out with is this cashless digital currency where there's no physical cash. It's all in the cloud. So your money's going to be in the cloud with a kill switch that they can turn off if you break the AI Antichrist intellect algorithm. And they will just turn your money off where you can't buy or sell anything. And they suspended, Rich, you're talking about being suspended on social media. They suspended my eBay store and my Etsy store. So I researched it online, and I come to find out they're doing this to tens of thousands of innocent people that are posting online saying, why did eBay, why did Etsy suspend my store? And they're all baffled and confused. And, of course, I already know, well, you must have triggered some type of Antichrist intellect algorithm. The AI deemed you as unfit to make money. So now they're going after the money too, Rich. Not only do they want to ban our voices, but they're going after the money. They don't want us supporting righteousness. They don't want us preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they don't want us supporting Donald Trump. So anybody that identifies with the Lord Jesus Christ now is subject to suspension of your ability to earn money. And they just did this to me. I'm talking just in the last few weeks. And they suspended a 100% rating store with eBay and with Etsy, and they stole $9K, and they stopped my income on both stores. Interesting topic to discuss.
By the way, Wolfenstein, this topic has got me aggravated because I watch what they're doing to Trump. I watch these never-Trumpers word cursing the hell out of him. I don't know if they want Biden or what they want. What Wolfenstein just was speaking on reminded me of what happened on this fake Jan 6 false flag on video with Antifa dressing up as Trump supporters on video. And, you know, and kind of weird that Tucker was eliminated from Fox News right after starting to expose that false flag, by the way. But they went with Bank of America to, without any warrant or whatever. I mean, Bank of America willingly and other banks willingly gave over all their data. This is what I'm saying. This data thing, this farming of our data is so deadly. And I don't think I think we take it for granted, but they were able to establish everyone through the algorithm to figure out who was, if you bought a coffee somewhere around DC that day and you use your debit card or whatever, you got flagged. Then the algorithm just went to your social media. It doesn't take too long to look at your Facebook or your Twitter or your Truth Social to figure out where you're coming from. Now you're on a Gestapo hit list. So just in an instantaneous formation, you had Bank of America, and they're doing it with gun sales. Like if you buy ammo now, you go onto the flag list. All our data is really giving them the edge on what move we're going to make or what moves we have made. And that's the issue with the data. And they were able to target January Sixers with their debit cards. Okay? The bank is willingly giving over our data. How is that not an infringement on our rights? So I would definitely want to advise everybody to, I hate to say it, but some precious metals might be very important to have in the days ahead, because specifically gold. I know it says that they'll cast their gold in the street. I'm sure there'll come a time where it's completely useless. But if you look at Venezuela, where when their money, their paper money was completely worthless, they were digging up graves to rip rings off of dead bodies, right? They were ripping the rings off dead bodies to get the gold, and they were able to buy food. So gold withheld its value when Venezuela's paper money crashed. Right, Alan? Was it Venezuela?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Venezuela. And basically, have silver on hand, because gold is the money of kings. Silver is the money of the working man. But this digital dollar they want, it's the money of slaves, where they can deactivate you anytime they want, which is also why they want us having electric cars and electric stoves, because then they can just, flip a switch and turn off city blocks and turn off cities. They want us
You see the new thing that's coming out in New York?
Which one? Oh, yeah, they're banning stoves. What else?
It'll slow down your car. It's a new law that all the new cars have to have an automatic slowdown feature. Check it out.
Wow. Slow down what? Like
your car.
Go more than 60? Like
all new cars are going to have 80? To have a governor, right? It's a governor that can be triggered by the police or be triggered by a mechanism where, say, that you're approaching a zone, your car is going to automatically slow down.
I mean, so they're going to control you at that level. Wow. Wow. That's terrible.
I mean, talk about being cucked. Now you can't even drive. So
in the good old day, I used to have a car that would, it wouldn't let you go over 130. Don't ask me how I know. And then I had another car after that. It wouldn't let you go over 105. Don't ask me how I know that. But now they just want to, be able to turn you off whenever they feel like it. Is that what you just said? Or slow you down? Richard?
Yeah, I thought I got a text from Wolfenstein, but it was you.
No, sorry.
Yeah, they want governors on all the new cars where they can just at a wince just slow you down or stop you. Guys, this is what I'm saying. It's totalitarianism. It's Marxism. It's control. It's anti-Christ. It's to imprison you, whether it be spiritually, through a twisted doctrine, a perverted cult. If they can if the devil can captivate you there, he's got you. If he can, if you're not there and he can captivate you some other way, he'll get you there. This is a time of great perilousness. Okay? I just literally made that word up. And is that a word?
No.
What do you mean, no? Wolfenstein, is that a word?
No.
We can make it a word. We can coin it.
Yeah, I like Wolfenstein right now. I'm not liking you because...
Okay.
What? Because you got perilousness and then perilousness-ness.
I just made your hit list. Okay.
Yeah, the algorithm's
been
watching you.
It's a multiplication of the perilous times, perilousness-ness.
Yeah, perilousness-ness. So
it's kind of like 10X, you know.
Yeah, but yeah. Listen, I'm a targeted individual online. There's no doubt about it. I know it because wherever I go, even if I get a new phone, and I got a new phone over here like a couple months ago, I noticed they put a ghost ban on me after not that long. They're somehow able to track me. And my new plan is I'm going to come out as a libtard for 2 months. So you might see me on Twitter like with a Biden banner and stuff like that. And that's going to be me.
Can you wear a Two Honest hat for us, Rich? Can you do that?
Yeah, I'm going to have a Two Honest hat on. But I'll probably have a Hillary for president or whatever. I'm going to pose.
We'll pull a political fake out on them.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get by the algorithm permanently because once the algorithm scanned me and says, well, that's not Keltner, I should be marked as a libtard, they're going to leave me alone.
Yeah, you can change your profile.
Well, you can how about...
Go ahead, Alan. Go ahead, Alan.
You can change your I've heard of people changing their profiles to have Ukraine flags, pride flags, and like pronouns and, you know, ready for Hillary. And then they can pretty much say whatever they want. Once their profile looks like a Democrat profile, they can say what they want. So maybe you can just do that and that'll soften their hand upon you. Amen.
Yeah. Well, I'm coming out as a full libtard for about 2 months.
We love
and
you.
Yeah, well, I'll be attacking
you can,
online.
What you can do.
Huh?
Get a Biden life-size balloon, inflate it, then bow down like you're kissing his feet wearing a Two Honest hat, and then post that. You'll get by all their algorithms.
You know, it's so sad where we're at right now. I mean, it just reminds me of how late in the hour this is, guys, because like Wolfenstein touched on that digital currency they're trying to flap us over into, just like they're going to shut down the cars. Check out that new law with the governor and all the cars. They're going to be able to shut your money down and whenever they want. So you're going to have to get a bug out bag with some precious metals. You're going to have no choice. Everybody should be loading up with some, American Eagles, at least something that won't flag you if you want to cash them in. The American Eagles are more liquid for that. But you're going to have something to because you're going to have an end-time bug-out bag. That's where we're at. We have to have an end-time bug-out bag.
You know, it's like it's here now, Rich. I think I shared with you and Alan that website that shows each nation where they're at with this digital currency. There's actually a website. I don't recall the URL. But it actually is tracking each country and gives a status report of each one. So far, 11 nations are totally cashless, where they've pulled in all currency and now have a digital currency, one world currency. And they got 21 on beta. I think it might be up to 23 now. That are about to go cashless, and then they got like 30-something that are in the improvisation preparation mode to go beta, and the U.S. is one of those. So U.S. is right now preparing to go with a beta for a cashless digital currency, which will enslave you to a point where they can not only govern you, but can literally turn your money off, where you have no financial resources. Now, you know what we need to do, Rich? We need to come up with a a broadcast for a strategy, a biblical strategy to counter the AI antichrist intellect in how we deal with finances and how we buy and sell in the time where no one can buy and sell. And one of the things like that's happening now, like I want to speak to some people that are listening. If you have an eBay store, Etsy store, Shopify even, I mean, Shopify is shutting people down. What they're doing is they use this Stripe, monetary financial exchange system where, you know, it's like an e-commerce solution where you run the cards, the credit cards, merchant accounts, Stripe. And they call it, it's kind of white branded, like Shopify Payments or something like that. Now, Shopify is the number one e-commerce solution for websites in the world. So I'm sure many listeners that have their own business have it. Okay, so what they're doing is they are also suspending people and freezing their money so that they can't do business, they can't do commerce. They can't, if somebody runs the card, the money goes into the bank, but they don't get it. It's frozen. Now, I had my merchant account freeze the account as well. So we have to come up with a strategy. So I just want to say a quick, simple strategy to those who are in business is what I've determined. I've talked with some key people within my company, and I've said, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to go outside the AI antichrist intellect. And what we're going to do, we're going to go back to direct mail, what we call lumpy mail, where you have like something that they can feel in the envelope, has a 98% open rate, like you put a free big eraser on a stuck on a pen or something they can feel in there, some kind of gift, and they call it lumpy mail. That 98% open rate with a nice brochure and followed up with telemarketing and emailing, and we're going outside of Google, outside of Facebook, who's banning people on the Facebook shop. Oh, I got to add some more about what that just happened with, Schmuckerberg. What he just did, it's amazing. Schmuckerberg shut down Facebook shop for all the poor third world countries. We have millions of like Filipino women, Malaysian women, women who are domestic helpers working overseas, trying just to provide, make ends meet, to provide enough money to feed their children and their babies. And millions of these women use Facebook shop to sell their, you know, used clothes, to sell these little things they hand make, women's pocketbooks, different, you know, just to provide enough money to feed their babies. Well, the Schmuckermeister just canceled all that. And he's now making Facebook shop unavailable to third world nations. So here, this shutting down of your finances is now, they are now attacking the poor. And someone told me that the new name he came up with, Facebook, what is it, iMeta or something like that, that this name in Hebrew, Meta, okay. Someone told me that the name in Hebrew means death, which would not surprise me at all. I did not verify that, so maybe, Alan, you could, you know, check that out, you know, quick on Google. But the bottom line is that when you cut off tens of millions of mothers from their little, you know, exchange they got to sell, trinkets and whatnot to make just enough money to get by and feed their children, and you just say, we're going to turn you off. Why? Why would you do that? You know, to all these people, now you're going to have all these hungry children throughout the third world nations and all these women who are already, the price of food is accelerating rapidly and going to the point where they can't afford to feed their children, and they make ends meet with this Facebook shop, and now he's just going to eliminate it in third world countries where you can only use Facebook shop like in North America and Europe and in rich Asian countries. So, you know, there's this strategy aimed not only against the believer in Christ, but aimed against what they have termed the useless eaters, the poor and needy. We know that our God has told us the poor would always be with us. We are to divide our bread. We are to minister and give to the needy and to feed the hungry. Now we got this, you know, Schmuckermeister who's coming up with an idea to eliminate the needy, you know, cut them off, cut off their finances, cut off their ability to earn money, to to buy or sell. So here's the strategy I came up with. We're going outside the system, back to direct mail, advertising on TV, direct mail followed up with telemarketing, and email directly to the consumer or to the business that we're going to. And we're going to go around the antichrist intellect algorithm. And we're going to need a way to make money. How are we going to make money outside the system?
Well, I got news for you. I mean, I'm seeing even when I'm selling things on eBay, I got an alert from they want information for the IRS. They're trying to tax me on stuff that I bought 20 years ago and paid tax on with taxable money that I already paid for. They're trying to, like, that's capital gains or something. I mean, this whole government has gone nuts. Okay? It's to persecute us, drive us into poverty. People's savings are getting blown out by this Bionomics garbage. Nobody feels what he's talking about. They are liars. The Bidenomics is a lie. Okay? You go to the store, you're not getting the amount of food you used to get. It's a measure of wheat for a penny. It's an inflationary tactic to impoverish the middle class. They want to have a let them eat cake moment. Oh, yeah. And that's why you see the forming of this Uniparty. So let them eat cake is where they have decided that they have enough power, they're in enough control, they control the media, they control monetary system, they control the justice system, they control the court system, they want to control everything. This is a satanic manifestation of Judas. There are many selling us out in this hour, right now, making a decision to go along with the Uniparty, to go along with satanic twisted doctrines, to enslave many, to bring many into hell, to put many into captivity. Judas Rising is happening now in not just this government. Take a look at Canada. Take a look at the nations of the world. What's going on with this Marxist spirit? You got preachers over in Canada being locked up right now. Did you know that, Alan?
Yeah, I heard about Pastor Arthur, and God be with him. And Canada's way ahead of us in terms of locking people up. They stopped their truckers' strike many months ago by freezing their bank accounts.
There you go.
It basically stopped that right there in its tracks. And I think it was just a few days or weeks ago that they started the announcement of end of gun rights in Canada. You know, Justin Trudeau campaigning several years ago said, oh, that could never happen here. We have a gun culture here. But, you know, there he is doing it, basically freezing the transfer and sale of all firearms in Canada. So, yeah, they campaign one way and then they rule another. And the only politician I can think of that isn't like that, the national one, is Trump, because he said he would build a wall and secure the border. He did secure the border. The wall's almost finished. He said he would end Roe v. Wade. That's exactly what he did. He said he would put our Israeli embassy in Jerusalem. That's exactly what he did. And he said he would bring jobs back. That's exactly what he did. All these, I didn't know Never Trumpers were still a thing until I went to that rifle store like several months ago, the good one in Southeast Long Island. And one of the people working there was saying anti-Trump stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, where did he learn this? And I guess he's getting it off Fox News or something. So, yeah, it's real sad. Amen.
You know, Trump didn't need this. Okay, he could have had a mega yacht. Okay, he's got a beautiful wife. He has money. Okay, he doesn't need money. Okay, he's not like Biden selling us all out to China and other countries. Okay, that piece of crap. Okay, he gave his salary away. He didn't need the cash. He was doing what he did, like he told Roger Stone years ago. He wanted to reestablish America the way it used to be, a nation that had the principles, a godly principle with it, you know, some call it nationalism. but there's nothing wrong with being for your country. I mean, being for every other country is not working out. You got thousands of these, they call them foreign nationalists, but they're really illegal aliens. They're all crapping all over the street. They got boxes lined up. My friend told me, if you drive down there, he works in Manhattan, he says it's a stench. They're peeing everywhere. They're living in boxes, and it's hot out. And there's thousands of these illegal aliens, okay, trying to get housing. Okay, and you got nurses and stuff upstate in Westchester. They all were removed at a hotel. Traveling nurses, they were living at the Motel 6. They put them out in the street. They had the nurses out there with their bags, and they were moving in illegal immigrants into the hotel. The New York is using tax-funded money to pay for these hotels, outbidding the common people that can get a room, because they're taking all the rooms for 6 months straight to put all these illegals in there. So all the people, the traveling nurses, they got dumped out in the street. Okay, they're out in the street with their luggage, and the illegal immigrants are moving in. You got veterans out in the street, okay, can't get care, can't get a bed, can't get food, because all the systems in New York right now are overpopulated with illegal aliens. Now, here's the thing. You saw Lady Gaga, her father on TV recently. He was whining, and he's a libtard. He was complaining. He's got real estate on the West Side, and the illegal immigrants, aliens, they're all, I don't know how they're getting the money for it, but they have the money for it. They're all buying like Honda scooters, nice ones, by the way. And they're all drag racing, and they're drinking and throwing bottles everywhere, pissing all over the streets. And he says all the tenants in the real estate he has up there, they're all complaining they can't sleep at night. All the illegal aliens are like, arriba! They're running around the streets, and they're racing around, and then none of them are registered. Not one of the scooters are registered. Nobody's doing anything about it. It's like a free reign of anarchy. Okay? This is, you're calling good evil, calling evil good, is happening right now. This is the end time pang of the end time manifestation. You're seeing it happen where if you try to stop a crime, you're the criminal. That's happening everywhere. You try to report someone that's robbing, you'll lose your job. It's happening everywhere. Okay? This is unusual. This is an upside down world. Literally. You're watching an inversion. Okay? You're watching this Judas, where people are selling out. They are making an active decision. Hell yeah, I'm going to go along with the satanic system. It'll be better for me. I will sell you out. And that's what they're doing. What's it? Can't beat them, join them. That's what Pence is doing. That's what Barr is doing. That's what all these people, they want to testify against Trump as actual Judases to try to put him in jail. Okay? This is crazy. Did you ever think you'd see in America where the current administration would use the full power of the DOJ to twist the law to imprison their opponent? No. You would never think you would see that. Well, it's happening now. Indictment, indictment, indictment. How many more? We don't know. And if they're doing it to him, my dream, where they tried to use social media text against me, they're going to try to start twisting the law against a lot of people that are opposing to their plan. Why do you think so many people want to get out of this country? I had people come buy something out of my garage. I posted it online. The first thing guy, he goes, I'm trying to get out of the country. I said, what? I said, I'm thinking about it. He says, yeah, we just got back from Panama. We're looking at property there. There's people that are pulling the string that they want to get out of here. What does that tell you? That means people are seeing what we're seeing. We're not the only ones seeing what we're telling you. This is a totalitarian manifestation of AI Antichrist. They're using the AI to monitor you, to shut you down, to govern you, to slow you down, called a throttle ban, a throttle ghost ban, like I got right now. Like they shut down all my accounts, even on StockTwits. I mean, what's going on? I mean, this is stifling of speech. They say they're for the Constitution. They're against it. They are the opposite of the Constitution. And these unipartyists, they are going along with the Marxist, satanic. And let me tell you, they are allowing China to run around all our farmland right now. They're catching with drones. They got videos of Chinese. They're running around all our fields at night, taking all the seeds. Why are they taking all our seeds? What's going on with that? They're taking all the seeds from all the harvests. You got Chinese troops over here. They're literally buying up all the land around all the Air Force bases. What's that all about? I mean, we're being invaded now. The invasion has happened. The dragon has embedded itself in this country, in this government, and like Maria's dream, in the IRS. For targeting of believers, using 87,000 new armed M4 machine gun rifle carrying IRS agents. That's a Gestapo that Hitler never had. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Literally?
Literally. I can't oppose anything you just said.
I feel like I ranted so much that Wolfenstein hung up on me.
Well, you know,
it's just sometimes. I'm sitting here thinking about, I'm meditating on what you're saying. And what I'm seeing is not only is this assault coming from betrayal, this Judas spirit in the government, and you can see it manifesting in what they're doing to Donald Trump because he identified with Jesus Christ and godly principle. But this same thing is happening within the house of God with these Jews who say they are Jews and are not, this Hebraic roots madhouse, that these people have gone spiritually insane, and they're betraying us too, attacking us basically because we won't come under this Antichrist legalistic Judas spirit that wants to betray and sell out our Lord. Well, you know, we are up against it, right? So we have to look for God to intervene because God is our provider. We have to get a strategy. We have to do some follow-up broadcasts on a strategy. How do you overcome the spirit of Judas?
I'm getting the hell out of here. Judas, I think I'm leaving. I'm pulling the cord. Well, I'm going to Cuenca, Ecuador. And I'm just going to live in a mountain. I'm going to grow carrots. And I'll grow my own coffee, and that's all I really need.
Wait, you're not going to have beef or chicken?
Yeah, a cup of coffee, some Java, and some carrot juice. There you go.
Yeah, but what else do I need?
No beef? No what? Chicken? No eggs? No beef? No chicken?
Yeah, well, you know what, bruh? They got chickens over there, bruh. And
they do?
Yeah, a lot of them, by the way. And they're not even injected with weird stuff. They're actually natural. What?
Okay, so you'll trade your carrots and coffee for chicken and beef?
Well, I was looking at Cuenca, Ecuador.
Just recently, Ecuador canceled their plans for the digital currency and said they're not going to have one. Only nation to do so far.
Well, I know I could get a Glock there.
Ecuador canceled their digital currency. So that's a positive sign.
Well, you know, the reason why I looked at Ecuador is that the land is so fertile there that, and they have a natural population of like chickens that aren't injected with steroids and stuff. So they have a pretty good diet there. You can grow, especially in Cuenca, there's the soil is so fertile. They literally grow giant vegetables. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe it would be smart to get an outpost around there, you know, some type of established foothold somewhere else. Because if this totalitarianism is going quick here and captivity is the writing's on the wall. I mean, look what they're doing to Trump right now. And getting back to what Alan was just saying, he went into the gun store and he saw the anti-Trumpers. You know, what could do that to someone's mind where it's almost like they're pro-Biden? I mean, what do they want? Are they waiting
people
around
still
to
trust Fox News more than they should? And anything right. that comes out of there should be suspect to any Trump supporting patriot. It's just not worth watching anymore. Amen.
I mean, look what they're doing to Trump. Like, they all say Trump's Illuminati and all that. He did a pyramid hand sign when he was sitting down one time. They have a picture of it. You're wrong. How do we know? Because John talks to Roger Stone. And Roger Stone tells John, our friend, that Trump's a believer in Jesus Christ. Okay? That's the truth. Coming from a good channel. Okay, John talks to Roger all the time. So this whole, he's Illuminati. Look, guess what? The Illuminati's not helping him because he's got indictment stifling him all over the place. Okay? If that's not a, I mean, by their fruits you shall know them, right? So,
amen.
Okay, he's persecuted by them. Them. So how could he be that?
Yeah, I think what happened with Trump is that he was in those circles, and then he came to a position of calling on the name of the Lord, and took a position for godliness and righteousness, and disassociated with those circles, and now they are persecuting him heavily for doing so.
Right, he's for the Lord,
you know. Because in his business dealings, he was certainly in the circles of these one-worlders and, the whole, New World Order system. But then he took a stand for righteousness, for God, and for Christ. And now he's got them riled up like a hornet's nest.
Well, it's according to Roger, Trump quite recently, and Roger himself, Roger Stone, quite recently, a couple years ago, had an encounter with God. So it is possible, I know some of you don't get it or believe it, that Trump can actually, I mean, God can reach out to Trump and can reach out to people like Roger Stone. They're not all damned. I know it's hard for you to hear that you want them damned, but look what they're doing to Trump. Look what they're doing. What does that tell you? They're trying to bankrupt him right now with all these cases. Okay, we should be praying for the man. We shouldn't be adding on top of that some word curses. Okay, like those jokers I ran into, these so-called patriots. Oh, he took away our bump stock. Give me a frick. If you need a bump stock, that little stupid plastic thing to shoot, you got more problems than you know, pal. Okay? Trump did what he had to do to throw some red meat to the situation. But I met Don Jr., and he's completely loves guns and has ARs, by the way. They are pro-gun. They are not anti-gun, the Trumps. So I don't know where you're getting your information. Okay? It's just not happening.
I mean, certain people are so – I mean, the Second Amendment exists for us to have – a way to redress if a government wants to come and, kill you for no reason or kill you and take your children. So that's why the Second Amendment's there, for us to resist government. Now, but that doesn't mean that, I need a bazooka. I mean, certain people are like that, though. So they want to, or their government plants to make the whole Second Amendment movement look stupid. Oh, if I can't have a Stinger missile, then this president isn't pro Second Amendment, and we need someone else. Well, that's ridiculous, So, amen.
That's what I'm saying, guys. It's so obvious to see what's going on. I mean, this Judas rising, this betrayal, it's happening in Canada. It's happening worldwide. They want to have a kill switch on your finances. They're putting kill switches on the cars. They're passing that legislation now somehow in the states. But I got news for you. We got to start getting a spiritual bug out bag, and we're going to have to get a physical bug out bag. And I hate to say it, but...
Yeah, and fast.
Yeah.
And fast. Well, think about this, Rich. It used to be like those truckers, right? They turn off, they freeze their account. Well, they have a stash of cash. So they can go to the store and they can still buy food. They can still buy and sell. They can still do commerce. But now with this digital currency where they pull in cash, cash is now void in those nations. Like the reason I knew about this, it was a brother on Facebook from Kenya who did a post, and he said, hey, at the end of the month, the government's pulling in the cash, and after the 30th, it's worthless. What do I do? Do I turn in my money? Because after that, I won't be able to buy anything with it. So here's the thing. Very soon in the U.S., your cash will be worthless. Then if they freeze your bank account, you're done. You can't buy or sell. So we're looking, I'm beginning to think, like, you know, we thought, like, you know, the beast was this, you know, the Antichrist himself, this man of sin. But is the beast, this system they're erecting, this AI, artificial intelligence, and now they got these robots, the image of the beast, that are speaking? They said they would make the image speak. Well, the images are speaking now. They got these created beings that speak for the beast, the AI. And the AI is going to turn off your finances, freeze your accounts, hit the kill switch on your money if you break its algorithm, and all of a sudden you can't buy or sell because they pulled in the cash. I mean, how close? We're at the door, folks. Beloved, we're at the door of the mark of the beast, the biblical mark of the beast, where no man can buy or sell without it. And is it this digital currency worship of the AI? You know, when it says to worship the beast, we're thinking, well, we got to worship this man of sin, this Antichrist. Or is it just participating in this system of commerce, this cashless society they're setting up where the AI is the beast and you have to bow to it in order to participate, to buy or sell? And are we already there?
Well, it was a golden image in the prophetic type and foreshadow in the book of Daniel, with that image that was 6 cubits high, 6 cubits wide. You had the 666 in the golden image, but everybody had to bow to that image, the sound of the harp, the flute, the trumpet, trombone, tambourine. That was a prophetic type and foreshadow of the Antichrist system, but notice that it was golden, meaning a monetary system. So you're right. You are correct. It's going to be rooted around this monetary system, and that's why the bug-out bag, your spiritual bug-out bag and your physical bug-out bag is so important. And this is what I recommend, and this is what I'm doing. I am looking in S hits the fan situations. What could I do? You know, number one, water purification. Number two, get a couple fishing poles, deep fishing rods, whatever you can. Learn how to fish. Get some lures, get some whatever. Because around here where I live, there's people pulling out giant fish. Okay, you can live off those giant fish. Okay, seeds. I recommend storing up seeds. Here in Florida, you can grow yucca. You can live off yucca. You can throw, and it grows huge. They make tapioca pudding out of it. It's called yucca or the cassava, very popular in the Philippines. I have a bunch of it growing right now. You can live off that. I mean, you could, a couple crops can keep you going. I have a can of seeds that I store. I buy, every now and then I buy some more seeds. I put them in there because I'm like, if S hits the fan, what could I do? Like Wolfenstein said, if they could shut down our money, you know, what kind of position am I going to, how can I be wise as a serpent here and gentle as a dove? Fishing pole, definitely some seeds, definitely some water purification. I have other stored canned products. I'm trying to have a little preparation. I don't want to be caught in a situation where I don't have any preparation. Okay, I still got to learn about fishing. I got to learn because there's people down here, they have certain poles and stuff, and they're pulling up these giant, like, red fish or whatever they are. I don't know how to catch them, but I would like to, because if something happened, I would have a fish. And you can live off, and I have rice. I have rice, I put it in bags, and I vacuum seal it. So I have a rice cooker. So if something happened, I had some rice, I got a fish. But, you know, I want to have some preparation. But as far as monetary, the only thing I could see that's going to be worth anything are bullets, seeds, medical supplies, and gold, small gold bullion. You know, if as it's the fan, I'm talking extreme situation. I don't know when that's going to happen. I have no clue. But I'm saying to myself, I always take a position of I would want to be ready than not ready. That's all. And if I'm wrong, hey, at least I was ready. You know what I mean? And I do that with stock trading, too. Like if I'm buying a stock, I kind of want to hedge my position, have a certain move the stop loss. I'm always trying to limit damage, you know, that could happen. So, you know, definitely want to store up on some medical supplies. You know, there's a website we found today. You can order definitely some antibiotics. You want to store up on some doxycycline, some Z-Pak, some Ivecridin, some stuff like that. Incidentally, my mother called me and all her friends are sick over in Long Island right now. She called me today. Six more are now sick, and one of them is in the hospital as we speak. She has it's Kraken. It's called Release the Kraken in New York where she is. There's people getting a new form of COVID. It's called Kraken. So I guess to joke around, you know, with Sidney Powell, they said, hey, let's have a new virus, but we'll call it Kraken. Well, it's spreading on Long Island, and six of my mother's friends, and some of them weren't even at the same party, have now got this Kraken version of COVID. So be aware of that. And her friend Jerry is on her third infusion of mono. Alan, what's it called?
Mono. I just texted it to you.
Literally?
Yeah, I'm zoning on it. Yeah, I am zoning on it.
Yeah, he's been brain fogging Wolfenstein on me.
I'm not brain fogging.
Yeah, he brain fogged the other day. I had this great
monoclonal antibodies.
Wait a minute.
Back to me. See,
you brain fogged on me.
You're brain fogging me.
No, you brain fogged me.
Go ahead.
You brain fogged me when I did the whole thing about the spider.
I brain fogged you.
I had the spider analogy. Wolfenstein would have loved it, probably. And, you know, he would have probably fell asleep, too. But it meant something.
Thanks.
We want to keep trying. We want to. All right. I don't want to get into my spider revelation. But Alan did brain fog on me. You could go back and listen. And now, you brain fog now. So what's the name of it?
Monoclonal antibodies.
Okay. That's what they're giving her right now. Okay. So check it out. I mean, I guess we got to give Alan the zapper. Did that wake you up?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Why?
You want a little more?
My mosquito zapper frying the mosquito there.
Hold on. I think I heard the hillbilly Hebrew in the background. Is that the hillbilly Hebrew?
You know, we said everything in that Hebrew Roots show, except for the fact that the only people who should be blowing shofars are Jews, Planet of the Apes, and Ewoks.
I did come up with that Planet of the Apes one, didn't I?
It's pretty good.
That was bad. Yeah. Well, they did a good trumpet there. Can we get that one? I would love to get one.
That's how they digress, though. You know, I mean, they go from casting out demons and healing the sick to crawling around in the muck in the middle of the night in the woods with mosquitoes biting them while they're looking for a sliver of a moon so they can blow their horn blowers.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, what's up with that moon watching?
How have the mighty fallen? You know, I mean, how can you go from casting out demons and healing the sick to crawling around in the woods in the dark looking for a sliver of moon? So you can blow your horn.
Yeah, they moonwatch. Yeah. They're doing the Wolfman thing. You know, they run around.
It's called losing the anointed, is what that's called.
Well, in defense of them, it's kind of flyover country. I get it. So if you are bored, you tend to do more stupid stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's supposed to be the buckle of the Bible Belt. Those are supposed to be the most anointed clean living Christians in the whole nation, right there in Oklahoma and Texas and Arkansas.
I think that's the Dust Bowl area. That's called the Dust Bowl, the Midwest.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, what we need is the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and we need it bad right now. We need to be moving in the power, because a horn ain't going to give you no power over the devil.
Well, but if they see the moon, they raise the horn to the moon. So
yeah,
it's kind of exciting, you know. I kind of, maybe I would do it. I'd run around with a horn in the woods. Maybe, you know, listening to Duran Duran with my headphones or something. I don't know.
When you're tripping?
No, like Hungry Like the Wolf. You ever hear that song?
Yeah, I remember that song.
I could see people tripping tripping, you know, out there and, you know, running around in the woods with a horn looking for the moon. They probably, but a Holy Ghost child of God who's tasted of these good things and see that the Lord is good and moved in the power and the anointing and the presence of God in His glory, how you can go back to these base elements of, you know, carrying around a ram's horn looking for the moon? I mean, you're worshiping the creation over the Creator who already gave you the power to speak life into a dead body and raise it from the dead and to cast out demons and to heal the sick and to move in His glory and His power and His presence and to move in, you know, the Shekinah glory of God. And then you go back to these weak, beggarly elements. Who hath bewitched you, O foolish Galatians?
Hey, you should delete that part from the show. They might copyright strike us for that. Hey, you can't leave that Duran Duran audio in there. They'll copyright strike you.
That's how much you know, boy. And that's why you're a boy.
Okay.
Because you could do you could do 15 seconds. You could do 15 seconds.
Okay then.
You could do it.
Okay, but don't you have any? Like,
they got a timer on it, huh?
He's trying
over 15 seconds.
Look at Alan. He's trying to letter of the law me.
Okay,
you cannot do it. I just did it, bro.
I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
You're not a radio dude, and I've been a radio dude, and I'm telling you, you could do 15 seconds without being flagged, I hope.
Okay, Lord Keltron, okay.
Yeah. And you can actually...
Great Lord High Keltron, yes. Okay.
You could say you learned something today from Keltron.
I learned something today from Keltron.
That you could do 15 seconds without being flagged by the algo.
Yes, I just learned that. Thank you.
And Wolfenstein did.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm teaching you people today, bruh.
Oh, now I'm with you people. Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
You people. Y'all. Okay. Y'all. You're not Southerners either.
Better.
You're not Southerners.
So, dude, you just moved there. Get off you're Southern, okay?
Bro,
as Southern as I'm East Coast, okay?
I live in a land of leprosy.
You're even less Southern than I'm East Coast.
I got leprosy out here, bro. Breaking out all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah. And you got the Kraken. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
I do not have
Kraken. Are you serious?
No, I said up in New York, Kraken. What?
Leprosy in Florida?
Yeah. They got like leper camps out here now, bro.
Now, did they release the leprosy, or is it because they have infinite illegal aliens coming in from the southern border?
That's right. They're bringing in and over the border because Biden doesn't care. You know, in the old days, they used to Ellis Island you, and you'd have to be checked for viruses and disease. Remember that?
Well, that's kind of the way Trump wanted to restore the nation. That's what I was telling you earlier about him. But the way Biden does it with his Bidenomic satanic Marxist system of Judas, they're just allowing all these people to come in with these weird diseases. Now we got leprosy outbreaks in Florida and malaria, by the way. So,
Wow. Well, you know, I guess it's they prefer that and all the child sex trafficking coming through the southern border. Democrats prefer that than to be called racist.
That's all hogwash. That's a virtue signaling bullcrap. All they care about is destroying the middle class, bringing a controlling system in here to neuter all of us and turn us into cucks and to pervert the children and rape babies. That's it. That's what they do. That's what they love. They're sick people. And that's why I'm Dr. Eviling escape potting out of here. Yeah. Me and Mini-Me. Gone.
Who's your Mini-Me?
Anyway, we went over the 40 minutes.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Wolfenstein.
I'm never believing you again when you say it's a 40-minute broadcast.
Yeah, we got Wolfenstein on. We got him out of bed.
Praise the Lord.
I think we're at hour. I think we're at hour 40.
Yeah, we totally cut into your Amy's organic soup moment. You know?
Nah, I'm having chicken.
You usually have your Amy's organic soup at this time?
I'm having some fried chicken here.
By the way, you could store that. That's good stuff to store. The lentils that you have.
That'll probably keep like 4 or 5 years.
You vacuum seal it, you know, put it in a vacuum, get a good vacuum sealer, like, and then put the bag, the moisture things in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, Alan, do you have a farewell, you know, not a farewell kick like that militant woke lesbian had yesterday at that soccer tournament? Man, was that a terrible goodbye, huh?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Basically, the Lord promised in his word that I will keep him in perfect peace whose thoughts are stayed on me. It's real easy to let sudden panic overtake you, but we keep our eyes on the Lord. We keep our eyes on his promises, and his promises are absolute. They stay true through the centuries and millennia. God does not change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as we continue to serve him with worship, binding devils, helping the poor, fighting the wicked, tithing, and trusting God to bring Bible promises to pass, God, and listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, because the Lord Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and that's active present tense, hear my voice. It's not that we heard his voice from 2,000 years ago and became Christians. No, we active present tense hear his voice, John 9:27, throughout our Christian walks. So we keep paying attention to the Holy Spirit, who never contradicts the word, and we make it through perilous times. Amen.
Perilousness.
Only for you.
Yeah, so that was a good goodbye blurb. You ate into Wolfenstein's time, so he gets none.
That's too bad.
How do you feel about that, Wolfenstein?
Now he's going to hold court.
I don't know. That's not fair.
But of course it's not fair, bro. Wolfenstein, do you have a farewell blurb for us?
Well, for those out there who are experiencing this, you know, Judas rising and the betrayal and the sword dividing everything they love, I say when all things look like there's no hope, our hope is in Jesus. Cast your eyes upon Jesus. Our King's coming soon, and he's bringing his reward with him. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maranatha.
Yeah, those are two farewell blurbs, pretty good, and I'm not going to try to top them because they were so good. So
smart.
Yeah, but I want to thank you guys. And Wolfenstein, thank you for getting out of bed before 3 o'clock.
That was
well.
That
next,
was nice of you.
Next week I'll be up. I'll be up bright and early. If you want to do one at 8 a.m.
There's no way I'm going to break your record, Wolfenstein.
Do you believe him, Alan? He said 8 a.m.
Not for a microsecond, but he could actually impress us. Let's see.
That's funny. Yeah.
Well, I've been working around the clock trying to replace these stores that they keep suspending. It's absolute insanity. I've never seen it's almost like we're living in some kind of sci-fi flick. And it's just like you get one fire put out and you got one mess cleaned up and then there's 10 more arising. It's bizarre. It's
whack-a-mole.
Like unreal.
Yeah, whack-a-mole.
So
all right.
So, you know, what Trump's going through, it's kind of like we're going through a mini version of that. You know, each one of us are experiencing this same dilemma. These people are vicious.
Vicious.
Vicious spirit, Judas Rising.
Judas Rising, yes. That's right. The betrayal, turning people over to the system to be churned. And I got news for you. There's many in this hour that are making that decision. In the spirit, for the spiritual context of it, and for the natural, to put us into captivity, literally. And if we're not hanging on to the remnants of the truth in this hour and watching and praying, we could be in trouble, guys. So let's stick together. Join us in our prayer group. The Telegram link is posted in the description of this broadcast. But incidentally, we are on Apple. We got a new RSS feed. We're going to go on Rumble. That's our only choice. We can't get back on YouTube. We were banned there. Just another dilemma that they wiped us out. Just evil. All right. So Watchman Radio saying farewell. We'll be back next week. And I want to thank you guys for joining us today. All right.
You're welcome.
God bless you all.
God bless, Rich.
God bless, guys.
God bless you all.
See you soon. God bless.
The dawn makes sense. I don't see much way.